Chapter 5. Operator Assistance.
Every American telephone company I know of has people standing by to assist callers. They are called operators. American telephones show the word operator on the zero button, and whenever you start to dial a number with the zero, the operator is alerted and will come on the line, usually right after you complete dialing the number.
In the early days of telephone service, there were no switchboard systems or dials. You placed a call by lifting the receiver and pressing down on the cradle two or three times. This sent a signal to the switchboard room. There, an operator would answer your call and manually connect you to the party you wanted. The original switchboard systems were new technology then, and personal intervention was often needed. The operators were kept on as a fail-safe measure for the switchboard systems, and they're still needed today.
Whenever you have difficulty making a phone call, for whatever reason, the operator is there to help you. He or she will manually connect you to your party, just as they did in the good old days. You can also report public or private phones that may be broken. The operator can often check them right then and tell you if the line is in fact working, and call the repair people if needed. If a public phone malfunctions and takes your money, the operator will take your name and mail you a refund. That's right, they will mail you a check for 35 cents, or whatever a phone call costs in that area.
If you have any kind of problem using a phone, the operator can help you, or know someone who can. So don't be shy. At one time, the most common job for the operator was assistance on long-distance calls. When I was small, any call outside of the district required operator assistance. Today, direct calling has become very reliable, so help isn't often that necessary. There's more about long-distance calls in Chapter 9, Placing Long-Distance Phone Calls.